Hello everyone. Welcome to the voice of Mushfiq, and I am your host, Mushfiq Munjer. Welcome to this podcast, where we dive into the world of books and bring you all the latest and most popular information before you even pick up a book. Join here as I review and summarize the most talked about books, giving you a sneak peek into their storylines and characters. Whether you're an avid reader or just looking for your next great read, this podcast has something for everyone. So grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, and get ready to discover your next favorite book with me. In People We Meet on Vacation, by Emily Henry, readers are treated to a delightful journey filled with laughter, nostalgia, and the timeless magic of unexpected connections. This charming romance novel follows the story of Poppy and Alex, two best friends whose annual summer vacations have become the highlight of their year. This book is sunshine bottled up in words. It follows the story of Poppy and Alex, best friends since college who share a unique tradition, an annual summer vacation together. The only twist, they're complete opposites. This book is a slow burn friends to lovers story, and the tension between Poppy and Alex is crackling. As they revisit past vacation memories through hilarious flashbacks, we see their undeniable connection simmering beneath the surface. And let me tell you, the vacation destinations come alive in the pages. From the bustling streets of Croatia to the sun-drenched beaches of Mexico, Henry's vivid descriptions will have you packing your imaginary suitcase. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. The book delves into deeper themes of self-discovery, vulnerability, and the importance of communication in relationships. So, if you're looking for a book that will make you laugh, sigh, and dream of your next getaway, then People We Meet on Vacation is your perfect summer companion. As the narrative unfolds, we are transported back in time to their first fateful meeting and subsequent adventures across the globe. From the bustling streets of New York City to the serene shores of Croatia, Poppy and Alex's travels are filled with unforgettable moments and shared laughter. Yet, beneath the surface, there lingers an unspoken tension, a question of what might happen if their friendship were to evolve into something more. What sets People We Meet on Vacation apart is its ability to capture the essence of friendship and romance with equal parts humor and heart. Emily Henry's witty dialogue and vivid descriptions bring the characters and settings to life, inviting readers to join Poppy and Alex on their whirlwind adventures and heartfelt conversations. But at its core, this novel is about more than just romance. It's about the transformative power of human connection. Through their shared experiences and intimate conversations, Poppy and Alex discover the true meaning of friendship and love, learning to embrace the joys of the present while confronting the uncertainties of the future. As we journey alongside Poppy and Alex, we are reminded of the people who shape our lives and the memories that linger long after the journey has ended. People We Meet on Vacation is a celebration of the bonds that unite us and the moments that define us, a testament to the enduring power of love and friendship in a world filled with endless possibilities. In conclusion, People We Meet on Vacation is a heartwarming and uplifting read that will leave you smiling long after you've turned the final page. With its endearing characters, captivating storytelling, and irresistible charm, this novel is a perfect escape for anyone in need of a dose of romance and adventure. So pack your bags, grab your passport, and join Poppy and Alex on a journey you won't soon forget. New York City. Poppy Wright, the protagonist, lives and works in New York City. It's a bustling metropolis that symbolizes her independence and escape from the ghosts of her past. Her best friend, Rachel, also resides in the city. Towards the end of the narrative, Alex Nilsson, Poppy's other best friend, finds a job in New York City, and Poppy eventually lives with him there. 12. Linfield, Ohio. Poppy and Alex met as freshmen at the University of Chicago 12 years ago. They ended up carpooling home at the end of the year because they both hail from Linfield, Ohio. 3. Summer vacation destinations. The heart of the story lies in the annual summer trips that Poppy and Alex take together. These vacations span various locations, each filled with sun-soaked days, starlit nights, and unexpected encounters. From beach towns to charming countryside escapes, the settings evoke nostalgia and adventure for. In this delightful novel, the interplay between bustling city life, small-town roots, and idyllic vacation spots adds depth to the characters' relationships and experiences. Whether in the heart of New York or the tranquility of a summer retreat, people we meet on vacation captures the magic of connection and self-discovery. Let's delve into the role that each setting plays in the character's development in People We Meet on Vacation. New York City, Poppy Wright, our spirited protagonist, thrives in the bustling energy of New York City. Here's how this setting shapes her character. Independence and ambition. New York symbolizes Poppy's independence and ambition. The city's fast pace mirrors her drive to explore life beyond her small-town roots. Career and creativity. Poppy's job in the city fuels her creativity. The vibrant streets inspire her, and her career choices reflect her desire for adventure. Friendship and reconnection. New York becomes the backdrop for her reunion with Alex. Their interactions in this urban landscape reveal hidden emotions and unresolved tensions. Linfield, Ohio. Linfield represents Poppy and Alex's shared past. Here's how it influences their development. Roots and nostalgia. Linfield is where their friendship began. It's a place of memories, both sweet and bittersweet. Returning there evokes nostalgia and forces them to confront their history. Comfort and routine. For Alex, Linfield embodies stability. It's where he feels most at ease, surrounded by familiar faces and routines. Contrast and conflict. The contrast between bustling New York and quiet Linfield highlights the differences between Poppy and Alex. Their conflicting desires and personalities come to the forefront. Summer vacation destinations. These idyllic settings serve as catalysts for change and growth. Beach towns. The sun-drenched beaches and salty air create an atmosphere of freedom. Poppy's spontaneity thrives here, while Alex grapples with stepping out of his comfort zone. Countryside escapes. Amid rolling hills and quaint cottages, Poppy and Alex's interactions deepen. The slower pace allows for introspection and vulnerability. Shared memories. Each vacation spot holds memories, both joyful and painful. These shared experiences shape their bond and reveal layers of their personalities. In essence, the settings act as mirrors, reflecting the character's desires, fears, and growth. Whether in the heart of a city or the serenity of a summer retreat, these backdrops propel Poppy and Alex towards self-discovery and love. Water-related metaphors in People We Meet on Vacation serve as powerful symbols, weaving through the narrative like currents shaping the characters' emotions and relationships. Let's dive into their significance. Ocean waves and relationships. The ebb and flow of ocean waves mirror the rhythm of Poppy and Alex's connection. Just as waves crash against the shore and retreat, their relationship experiences highs and lows, moments of closeness followed by distance. Tides of emotion. Tides rise and fall predictably, much like emotions. Poppy and Alex navigate their feelings, sometimes swept away by passion, other times pulled back by fear or misunderstanding. The tides remind us that love isn't static. It evolves with time and circumstance. Saltwater tears and healing. Tears taste salty, and in the book, they represent vulnerability and release. Poppy and Alex shed tears of joy, regret, and longing. These emotional waters cleanse their hearts and pave the way for growth. The infinite horizon. Standing at the water's edge, Poppy and Alex gaze at the vastness of the sea. It symbolizes possibility, adventure, and the unknown. Their relationship stretches beyond the visible horizon, inviting exploration and discovery. Navigating storms and calm waters. Stormy seas evoke conflict and turmoil. Poppy and Alex weather emotional storms, misunderstandings, mischances, and regrets. Yet, there are moments of calm, a sun-drenched afternoon, a shared laugh that anchor them. Drowning and resurfacing. Water can be both life-giving and dangerous. Poppy and Alex sometimes feel submerged by their emotions, struggling to breathe, but they resurface, gasping for air, finding hope and renewal. In People We Meet on Vacation, water metaphors remind us that relationships, like the sea, are vast, unpredictable, and worth exploring. They invite us to dive deeper, ride the waves, and discover hidden treasures. In People We Meet on Vacation, water imagery flows through the narrative, shaping pivotal moments in Poppy and Alex's relationship like a gentle current. Let's explore how. Rain. When the oppressive heat reaches its peak, rain suddenly falls. In this moment, Poppy and Alex find relief and intimacy. The rain becomes a catalyst for their connection, washing away barriers and allowing them to kiss and share a passionate encounter. Beach setting. The novel opens with Poppy and Alex on vacation at Sanibel Island. The beach becomes a canvas for their friendship and budding romance. The sand, salt water, and sun create an atmosphere of freedom and possibility. It's where their bond deepens and memories are etched into the shoreline. Ocean waves. The ebb and flow of ocean waves mirror their relationship dynamics. Just as waves crash and retreat, Poppy and Alex experience moments of closeness followed by distance. The ocean becomes a silent witness to their emotions, carrying their unspoken words like seashells on the shore. Sunset by the sea. As the sun sets over the water, its hues reflect their feelings, blazing oranges and pinks. The warmth of the fading day seeps into their skin, and they stand on the edge of possibility. The horizon stretches infinitely, inviting them to explore love beyond the visible limits. Saltwater tears. Tears taste salty, and both Poppy and Alex shed them. Their tears represent vulnerability, longing, and healing. In moments of emotional release, they find solace in each other's presence, much like the soothing embrace of the sea. Navigating storms. Stormy seas evoke conflict and turmoil. Poppy and Alex weather emotional storms, misunderstandings, mischances, and regrets. Yet, there are also moments of calm, a sun-drenched afternoon, a shared laugh, that anchor them and keep their relationship afloat. In every splash of water, whether raindrops or ocean waves, Poppy and Alex discover layers of emotion, vulnerability, and desire. Water becomes their silent confidant, shaping their journey from friendship to love. In the enchanting world of People We Meet on Vacation, one sensory detail that lingers like a sun-kissed memory is the scent of salt water. As Poppy and Alex explore beach towns during their annual vacations, the air carries the tang of the sea, a blend of salt, warmth, and adventure. Imagine standing on the shore, the waves lapping at your feet, and inhaling that unmistakable aroma, the promise of lazy days, sunsets, and shared laughter. It's a scent that transcends time, connecting past summers to the present. And as the sun dips below the horizon, leaving streaks of orange and pink, you can almost taste the salt on your lips, feel the sand between your toes, and hear the distant laughter of friends. So, close your eyes, breathe in that salty breeze, and let the memories wash over you. In the sun-drenched pages of People We Meet on Vacation, Emily Henry weaves a tale of friendship, love, and the magic of summer escapes. As the sun sets over sandy beaches and quiet lakesides, Poppy and Alex's journey unfolds, a journey of shared laughter, mischances, and the promise of second chances. So, dear listeners, pack your metaphorical bags, feel the saltwater breeze on your skin, and let the waves of emotion carry you. Whether you're sipping lemonade on a porch swing or dancing in the rain, remember that love, like the tides, is both powerful and unpredictable. And as you close the book, may you carry the scent of salt water with you, a reminder that some connections are written in the stars, waiting to be explored. Until next time, happy reading.